Chapter 14. Tricks and Treats. After a lunch of turkey sandwiches, chocolate chip cookies, and strawberry lemonade at an outdoor table set up behind the castle, it's time for the next challenge. A secret challenge. It's really cool. It was totally my idea. I'm jumping out of my sneakers. I can't wait. So what's the next round? Wendy asks. Something to do with strength? I lie. Wendy flexes her muscles. Tulip looks at her own biceps. She doesn't appear to actually have any arm muscles. Meanwhile, Belly is giving little bits of her sandwich to a friendly family of lizards on the grass. A papa lizard, a mama lizard, and three baby lizards. As the maids start to take away the lunch plates, Belly jumps up to help. Belly, no need, I say. You're a finalist. You're not at work. Oh, she blushes and sits back down. And besides, it's time for the secret challenge. My super awesome secret challenge. I clear my throat. Girls, because you all did so well in the courage challenge, I'd like to present you each with a gift. Jonah is holding a small purple pouch. He reaches in and hands each girl a gold coin. Oh, Belly exclaims. I've never had a gold coin before. Shiny, Wendy says, examining it. Tulip looks bored, like gold coins are no big deal to a princess. But Tulip is a princess without a kingdom or treasure or anything at all. And when she thinks no one is looking, I see her kiss the coin and put it in her pocket. Wow, that coin sure means a lot to Tulip, I whisper to Jonah, surprised. Just because she was born a princess doesn't mean she's rich, Jonah says. What the girls don't know is that the coin is their next challenge. We're going to watch very closely to see what they do with the coin they were given. And now I have to hurry back inside for a few minutes and get ready for part two. All of a sudden, the ground starts shaking. There's a rumble in the distance. What's that? Jonah asks. Prince barks. Sounds like horse hooves, Belly says. I stand up and crane my neck to see past the bushes lining the swamp. Guys on horses are headed toward us, galloping fast. The one in front has flowy blonde hair and a white and gold shirt and a cape. Ugh, Prince Micah of Bug. He and his groupies ride up so fast that the chocolate chip cookies on my plate bounce right onto the ground. Great. Can we help you? I ask Prince Micah. The prince hops off his horse and walks over to me. Well, well, if it isn't the pea princess. Please don't call me that. Jonah laughs. It's kind of funny. I scowl at my brother. What are you girls up to this fine day? The prince asks. He's actually right about the fine day. Instead of being 1,000 degrees, it's merely 500. Maybe I'm just getting used to the heat and humidity. And my crazy hair. Just finishing up lunch and about to begin the next challenge in the contest, I say. He throws his head back and bursts out laughing. Ha 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 ha! His entourage also guffaws. You're not really going through with that nonsense, the prince asks. Are you? It's not nonsense, Jonah says. Prince Micah rolls his eyes. Whatever you say, little man. Jonah sticks out his tongue. Prince, the dog, not the jerk, lets out an angry bark. Instead of leaving, though, Prince Micah and his group just stand there and watch the five finalists. The girls aren't doing anything all that interesting right now. Tulip has retrieved her gold coin from her pocket. She's gazing at it and smiling. Wendy is doing push-ups on a purple mat under a tree. Belly is sweeping crumbs from the table, even though I keep telling her she's not a maid today. The other two, the red-headed Holga and the pixie-cut Tara, are fanning themselves with thick green leaves. Abby, Belly says, walking up to me with her dustpan. Why is the prince just standing there watching us? Good question, I say. Maybe he's really never met girls who don't sit around fanning themselves. Abby, no offense, Jonah says, but that is kind of what everyone's doing right now. Oh, crumbs. But we're between challenges, that's why. But Jonah's right. So why is Prince Obnoxious watching us? What does he want? I'm about to ask him when Prince Micah and his band of followers get back on their horses and leave. That was weird, Wendy says. I nod in agreement. But enough about Prince Micah. It's time for this afternoon's real challenge. I need to head back to the castle now so I can change into my disguise. Be right back, I call out. I just have to pee.
Well, you are the pee princess, Jonah calls out.
Now it's my turn to stick out my tongue. Back in the castle, I quickly pull on the costume that Minerva designed for me. If Jonah doesn't recognize me, I'll know the costume is perfect. I sneak out of my room and find Jonah and Prince in the hallway.
Ah! Jonah cries. Where did you come from? What did you do with my sister?
Prince whines, but then he takes a step closer and closer. He sniffs my foot and starts wagging his tail. Aw, Prince knows it's me from my smell, but you didn't. Jonah, it's me, Abby, in disguise. Jonah's eyes widen. I look at myself in the full-length mirror in the hallway. I've gone from 10-year-old girl to an old crone with a lifelike face mask of an old woman, a gray wig, a big wart on my cheek, a dirty, raggedy old brown dress, and no shoes.
But why are you dressed like a scary old crone? Jonah asks.
I'm going to test the finalists on kindness, I say. Remember the coins we gave them?
Yeah, Jonah says. I'm the one who handed them out.
Right. And now I'm going to walk up to the girls and say I haven't eaten in days and have no money for shoes. I'm going to see who cares and who doesn't.
Brilliant,
Jonah says. I beam. I totally agree.
You come up with the best ideas, Abby, he says.
I can't take all the credit, I say. Minerva was the one who said we should test for kindness. I just had the idea for how.
How did you think of it?
It's from Beauty and the Beast. Remember? The fairy turns herself into an old woman and asks for shelter.
Oh, right. Are we going to curse everyone who doesn't help?
No, I say. We're just going to kick them out of the contest. I sneak around the back of the castle so that I'll come from a different direction. I hunch my back and pull my raggedy hood over my head. Prince nuzzles my foot.
Pretend you don't know me, okay, buddy?
I tell him. I can't have him betraying my identity. I approach the table where the girls are and disguise my voice and make it extra raspy.
Oh, my aching back,
I say, rubbing it for good measure.
Do I smell cookies? I haven't had anything to eat in days.
Ugh, go away, Holga says to me. She scrunches up her face. Aha, she's a meanie. At least she's blocking the sun, Tara says as she continues to fan herself with the big leaf. Wow, not very nice, girls. A big F on the kindness round for you two.
Can anyone spare a coin?
I ask.
I'm so hungry, and my feet hurt so much because I don't have any shoes.
Without any hesitation, Belly plucks her gold coin from her pocket. She stares at it.
I've never had a gold coin before, but you need this more than I do. I have a place to sleep and food to eat.
Belly puts the coin in the palm of my hand with a warm smile. I have a lump in my throat. Belly is the best.
Thank you,
I say, trying to keep myself from tearing up.
Wendy stands up and walks over to me. One coin might buy you a meal, but you won't be able to afford shoes too, she says. Here, take mine as well. She puts her gold coin in my hand. Aw, what a nice person you are, I croak out. Tulip is the only one who hasn't said anything yet. I know how much she loves her gold coin. Beggar woman, Tulip says. If you're going to buy shoes, you'll need a new dress to go with it. You can't possibly wear that old raggedy thing with new shoes. She looks at the gold coin in her hand, sighs, and then flips it into my palm. I stare at Tulip in total shock. I didn't expect that. At all. I blink back tears. I love all three of them. I throw off the hood and take off the tattered dress. I remove my mask. All five finalists gasp. Abby, Belly says, it's you. Yep, and three of you passed the kindness test. Belly, Wendy, and Tulip. Congratulations on doing the kind thing. Yeah, Wendy says, pumping her fist in the air. I'm not so sure I was being kind, Tulip says, cocking her head to the side. It was more about fashion. I laugh. Something tells me that Penny and Miss Princess Without a Kingdom would be great friends. I don't know, I say. You are still willing to help. That's kindness. A smile curves Tulip's mouth. I suppose. Belly grins. Wow, who knew that just being nice would make us winners? I did, I say, tossing her gold coin back to her. I give Tulip and Wendy theirs too. You tricked us, Holga snaps. I did, I say. Well, I'm not giving back my gold coin, she says. Me neither, says Tara. That's your choice, I tell them. The two girls stomp off. Belly, Wendy, and Tulip remain standing there. But only one is going to be crowned winner and Princess of Bog. At this point, I love them all. Can they all win?